right. Hello, everyone. This is Luke Jean-Louis, your host of the Deep Voice Man Show. Thanks for joining us today. We're fortunate to have a guest. His name is Arjun Patel, and he is a real estate agent and entrepreneur in the New York City area, and I met him through networking. And we just hit it off, and I knew I had to have him as a guest on the show. So we are so fortunate that he was willing to sit down and chat with us. And he's a very busy individual, so he was able to carve out some time in his tax schedule to talk to us. So thank you so much for that. So we're going to get right into it. Before you get into what you do, I think folks would love to know your background and how you ended up gravitating towards real estate.
Yeah, absolutely, Luke, and thanks for the introduction.
I have a
story worth listening, and so let me just introduce myself. I moved to this country in 2018 March with million dreams, and as a kid, I wanted to be in New York. There's no reason for that. I just have a special connection between New York and me. I still feel that every day.
Wow.
And after my bachelor's in hotel management, I got a job. I got an internship with Marriott Hotels in Nashville. So I cleared my visa, and then I moved to Nashville, Tennessee in 2018. And I was there for 1 year. It was really a good time of my life, like getting into the work environment.
Mm-hmm.
After that, I moved to New York, and I struggled a bit to find a job. And finally, with my credentials, I got a full-time job with Marriott Hotels in New Jersey.
Wow.
And, yeah, so we all know that things happen. We got hit by COVID.
Yeah.
And I got laid off in March with my full-time job.
Mm.
And I always wanted to have that entrepreneurial lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
So I explored my options, and I find a good match, which is real estate.
Mm.
Then I did my education. I cleared my exam at first attempt. And here I am, a licensed real estate salesperson in New York.
Wow. Well, that is an incredible story. I'm always inspired by these immigrant stories, and you know how folks come to this country from other nations and they aspire and they achieve great success. And I see that definitely in you.
Absolutely, Luke.
Yeah. And one of my heroes is actually Arnold Schwarzenegger, which I'm sure you're familiar with him. He's a big action movie star.
Yes.
He came to this country with nothing, and he didn't know English. And look where he's at. It's crazy. So I can definitely relate to that. My parents actually came to this country from Haiti. So, I can understand why people see this country as a land of opportunity. So, I mean, can you talk to us about the current state of real estate in New York? I mean, what challenges has the pandemic posed?
Absolutely. So we just got this data today. So it's a live data. So
mm-hmm.
currently we are seeing a 245% increased supply than the last week.
Wow.
So that means people are very unpredictable for the last year, whether to sell or not. And we also had the holiday season. So right now everything is cleared and we got the vaccine. So people are starting to get into the market.
Great.
And
oh, that's wonderful. So it's,
yes,
things are kind of, the tide is sort of turning. That's excellent to hear. Now, it's interesting. I used to be a real estate agent myself. This was several years ago, and you basically have to do showings with clients, right? You have to kind of show them around a prospective house that they might buy.
Yeah.
Has that changed at all? Do you still do that, or is it, do you have to have a mask? Or?
So the thing is, there's still some people who are buying properties by 3D showing and virtual tours. And there's still a lot of people that they want to get into that place physically and see the place like a couple of times and then purchase. But we during the COVID, we had some issues with that because New York State particularly had divided into zones. And those particular zones, only number of people can gather in open house or number of people can go physically and show the place.
Wow.
So, yeah, we kind of emerged with the technology. And we kind of had showings only by appointment, one person at a time.
Wow. Okay. So they kind of worked around it, which is great.
Yes.
All right. All right, that's lovely. So obviously there's going to be a point where the pandemic doesn't fully go away, but there'll be a time when we get back to close to normal. And it'll come sooner, I hope, than later.
I would say people are still kind of get used to, like, convenience. If someone likes to purchase the home, if they can trust their agent enough, they can send the agent and see the place virtually and listen to them, and they can work it out.
Okay, but wonderful.
Many people, they have this kind of thing, right? They want to go see the place by themselves physically no matter what.
Yeah. I totally understand. I think I'm one of those people. I'd like to see it.
Yes. If it's an investment property, people don't care much. If it's a residential, like many people are purchasing their first-time house, so they want to go see the place a couple of times before purchasing.
Oh, okay. Well, I could totally understand that. These are probably folks who've rented for a long time, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
In this situation, they could work from home now so they can buy a house. Right.
Yeah. So one of the things that made people to realize the pandemic helped them to realize that they wanted more outdoor space, and they want that kind of privacy and freedom to work on their own if they're living a wife and husband.
Okay, that's wonderful. So it's interesting how a crisis can lead to opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, there's, I guess, some irony in that. So right now you're focused on, in the beginning for real estate agents, they focus a lot on rentals, so now more people are house buying, which means higher commissions for you as an agent, I'm guessing, which is great for you as well.
Yeah, so I don't see it as a commission structure. So for the rental clients, you have to allocate your less time and less energy. The only interest that you work on is, like, what their location, what their priorities are. And those are the things that you consider if you're working with a rental client. But unless if you're working with a home buying or selling, that's completely a different game, that you're working with someone. This is like dream in their life that they want to pursue or achieve. You have to focus a lot of your energy and you have to focus a lot of your time on it. And you really have to know your market.
Right.
See whether they're getting a good deal or not and help them with those contracts. And, like, especially in New York, it's a hefty process, no matter if it's buying or selling. So
I see. So when it comes to house buying, do you know what areas are hot right now that people are buying homes? I know a lot of people are buying homes in New Jersey.
So, yes. So currently in New York, especially in Manhattan, the only activity we are seeing is people. It's a local traffic, by the way.
Right.
People are upsizing and downsizing. And the first thing they look up is the location. And the second thing will be many people are looking for price cuts.
Right.
They wanted a very discounted price, but which is very unlikely.
Right.
There is price cuts in every price range, but
right.
It's not as compared as 2008 crisis.
Right. All right. So where do you see the real estate market going in the future? And where do you see yourself in that future?
Yes, Luke. So that's a good question. So I would say real estate is always a good investment to have in your portfolio. There might be seasonal right. changes. There might be a buyer's market sometimes. There might be seller's market. There will be a downturn, but it's always good to have that in your asset portfolio. And real estate can contribute your wealth. Like many of the Americans who have a good wealth, they own one thing, which is real estate.
Right.
And so especially this particular year is very interesting to watch because we only see local traffic and the season naturally starts in after the spring. So
wow.
it's going to be a very high activity in coming weeks and coming months.
Oh, great.
And yeah, so there's other parts of it. There will be out-of-state investors and there's investors and there's new developments still somewhat pending in New York. So it's really interesting to watch. And so if you ask me where do I see myself, so let me tell you a little story. Before this pandemic, I was working on my own travel startup.
Wow.
I invested so much time and I invested my little money onto it. But unfortunately, pandemic happened and hospitality is the biggest sector that got affected with COVID. So I have to start something on a new note. And right now, I want to open my own brokerage in the coming years.
And, oh, wow.
And so I see, so I see hospitality and real estate come hand by hand. So if I can work on something to make it easy, and I always wanted to help travelers, whether it's business travelers or leisure, maybe I can work on a platform that can achieve my interest and that can, in a way that also can help people.
Wow, that is amazing. You want to, when you do open up your brokerage, and I know you will, I'd love to have you come back on to the show to talk about it. You're always welcome here. So,
absolutely, man.
Amazing. So the thing is, when you're a real estate agent, obviously you're earning commission, or not necessarily commission, but it's not, how do I say, it's not an hourly wage. And this sometimes scares people. So you have to have that entrepreneurial spirit to essentially work in what amounts to a sort of a, like a sales job, so to speak, but it's something people want, obviously. But real estate is so cutthroat because there's so many agents who are dealing with the same people, and you have to set yourself apart. And how do you set yourself apart? Like, what is your competitive advantage that you offer?
Yes, Luke. So I just started recently, I would say like 4 months ago, and I got a chance to work and got mentored by these amazing people who are in the industry for like decades. But I don't want to get into any controversial topics, but what I want to mention is like they're really good at what they do in terms of real estate, but they're not really comfortable working with today's technology and which we need it now. And as myself, and I'm a certified tech-enabled agent, and I have a most recognizable brand on my back, which is Keller Williams.
Nice.
And, yeah, so I also come from a hospitality background.
Okay.
So these all things can make me stand apart from my competition and gives me a big hand.
So you have a wonderful, incredible team behind you, and the experience and knowledge you have. You know, helps you to blaze a path in the field. So it's all amazing. Because obviously, you know, I was an agent and I had to stop for a while. But it's tough. And for you to have that entrepreneurial spirit, it takes a lot of courage. It takes a lot of guts. You know.
Yes, man. Yeah. So I just wanted to quickly mention one more thing. So
sure.
Everyone thinks it's kind of easy thing, but I just want to mention it's really a tough game. Especially in New York, and there's 90% of people fail in real estate in their first year. They just don't trust themselves because, again, there are so many things involved. You have to depend on people, and there's so much energy, and they don't in a time period they kind of lost that hope, and they just think it's not for themselves and start something else. So.
Right.
Even I had this kind of time I had to go through with, but somehow
Right.
I managed myself and it's going well for now.
That's great to hear. You're one of the amazing few, and I think people need to, you know, to know you, to put you in their network, because I think you're an amazingly individual and a hard worker. Because I know how tough it is out there. And very, you know, a lot of people feel. So I'm curious, what advice, I mean, what life lessons have you learned? You mentioned a few already. Have you learned on your journey by yourself or from others along the way?
Yes, like that's a powerful question, I would say.
Yeah.
I think I learned so many life lessons from my own life. I just want to name a few that's really important. That I would say people are so quick to judge. That in my case, I'm being an introvert in my life by default. People think that I'm egoistic or I have attitude problem, and they don't even care what other people are going through, what other people's pain are. And
wow.
I used to suffer a lot. And at a point, like, I was not okay with that. I started not to think about it, as just to accept, like me as the way I am. And it's really helped me. It's really helped me to focus my energy on other things.
Wow. Well, that's incredible. I mean, you have to look at this from an outsider perspective. You're an individual who had a dream. You were born and raised in another country, and you decided to leave, to go to another country that you may not have known as many people if you had known any at all. And I think, that is incredible. And I think you're an example of that entrepreneurial immigrant story of how so many people come here with nothing and they do very well for themselves. It's like the American dream, per se. And I just think it's amazing. These kinds of stories always move me emotionally and inspire me. It's interesting. As an agent, you have to do a lot of what's called networking. You know, and as an entrepreneur as well. And you said before that you may be introverted or somewhat. And how do you find, like, what advice would you give for people to network? Because network is the only way you can truly be successful, I believe, as an agent.
Yes. So that introvert part has only come to my personal life. if it's something related to business, I'm really good at it. So I like to network with people. And the amazing thing about the job currently I have is I get a chance to meet with amazing people which have, like, amazing careers in their field and which are really pros. And so what is the question again? Is there any advice for people who want to network?
What advice would you give to people who need to expand their networking? Because networking is so key and critical to being a real estate agent. Because there are some agents who rely only on referrals. You know, 2 or 3 years in the business, their clients before, the first clients just give them referrals nonstop, and they no longer chase clients, if that makes any sense. And it's amazing. I speak with a lot of agents who just rely just on referrals. And I think that's probably where every agent wants to be at some point. It's tough to do that in the beginning when no one knows you. But you strike me as a very ethical person. And the reason why I say that is because real estate agents, unfortunately, have somewhat of a bad reputation. But there are many that are very good. But I'm sure you're aware of there are a few that, unfortunately, they may play games with people and whatnot. But, I think it's important that if people, the only right way to be a real estate agent is to do it ethically. And that's the only way you get the referrals.
Right. Yes, Liv. So I completely agree with that. As I said, there's good people and there's bad people in every profession. What I mean by their work. So referrals, it kind of comes up when you have a good years on your back. Most of the referrals come so after you have like 4 or 5 years. Then you can totally depend on these referrals as your source of leads. But
right.
if you're the beginner, the only way can you leverage is to network with people. And so if I have to give one advice, that I would say use social media, use today's technology, right? So there's so many platforms that offer kind of networking opportunities for different groups of people. And try to not just attend real estate events, try to attend different events. Try
right.
to attend the events that something you really have interest or you're passionate about. And you get a chance to meet with people, and if someone is thinking about buying or selling home, maybe you can have
right.
good friends and you can build that relationship and take from there.
Wow, that's wonderful advice. Like someone could join the Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah, like there's also this BNI, right? Business networking
right.
Events. And
now with COVID, it's a little tough to go to these events. I don't know if they hold them. I believe they have these virtual networking events.
Yes,
yeah,
so any meetups that cancel physically, they're also doing Zoom meetings at comfort of their home. So
wow,
you can just sit at your home and have these conversations and build those relationships.
Wow, that's amazing. So I'd love for people to get in touch with you. So can you please describe all the ways that people can reach out to you in order to connect or to use you as their agent?
Absolutely. So I just want to advise one more thing before sharing my contact details.
Sure.
What I see with my personal connections at work and outside work is that many people want to purchase their dream home and want to get into real estate, but they don't know how, and they don't ask that question to someone else who's
right.
in their profession. So they're kind of stuck where they are. So my advice is consult or approach someone who can help you with your questions. So see, you may qualify to purchase your house. So don't let that holding you back. And there is different programs that offer home buying options for everyone. And there is some programs that offer, you don't even have to put any down payment and you can still purchase a house. So just find out what your options are and reach out to
right.
someone who's in that profession. They can help you. So if you like to reach out to me, so you can, I have social media channels like on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn.
Mm-hmm.
You can go search for my name. It's my full legal name is it's Mallikarjun Patil. So you can reach out to that. And my phone number is 615-513-9958. Or you can just text me. I'm just one text away. You can have the free consultation with me to see what's your qualifications or if you qualify for any better interest rates, and we can just have a talk about it.
Wonderful. Again, so that number is 615-513-9958.
Yes, yeah.
Great. So, by the way, the contact info, your name and whatnot, it will be in the episode description box. So for people who are listening, you can see it on the screen. And it'll be right there. So I just wanted to say it's been a pleasure speaking with you. You have taught me quite a lot about the current state of real estate and what it takes to be a successful agent and entrepreneur. And I find your life story extremely inspiring and moving. And is there any last words you have? You know, you can do the send-off here.
Yes, Luke. So during my career, I got a chance to meet with amazing people. And only especially for the last couple of years, I got to go with so many things with my personal life. And there's some good people that helped me to sail that time. And I'm just being thankful to everyone. And again, yeah, just I'm honored to be your guest on today's show. So thanks for this opportunity, Luke.
Well, thank you. And, you know, I like meeting and speaking with people who have incredible dreams. I'm rooting for you. And when you open up that brokerage, I want you to come right back.
Absolutely, Luke.
So again, thank you. And I wanted to thank the listeners who are taking time out of the day to listen to us chat. And you, sir, you have a wonderful day. I'm going to speak with you soon.
Yes, Luke. So one more thing that, again, so me and Luke got a chance to meet with a networking event. So he's an amazing personality, and he's living for his purpose. So if you're listening to this, please subscribe to his Spotify channel. He's going to introduce you amazing people who has amazing backgrounds and amazing careers. So thanks for listening.
Oh. Thank you. Now, you know, I really appreciate that. You're the first guest to actually, to mention the show and to have people listen and subscribe. I really appreciate that. It shows how thoughtful and charitable that you are, and it's representative of your incredible benevolent spirit. Thank you so much, Mr. Patel, and you have a wonderful day.
Pleasure is mine, man.
You got it. Take care. Thank you, everyone. Bye. Hey, guys, before you go, just real quick, if you can just do me a favor, if you can head over to the Apple Podcasts app, and if you're not there already, and if you can leave me a 5-star review, that would be great. If you love the show, if you can just go ahead and do that, and that will help to spread the word about the show, and other people can enjoy the show as much as you do. And so if you can do that, that would mean the world to me. And also, if you want to email me with any feedback or any praise or support, please feel free to go ahead and do that. And you can also email me to request to be put on our email list. So we can send you out emails when new episodes come out. So thank you very much for being a fan of the show. Thank you for listening to the show and supporting the show. So if you can do that, go out and give us a 5-star review on the Apple Podcast app. That would be great. And if you can email us so we can put you on the email list and email us with feedback and praise, that would be amazing. Thank you so much, and I'll see you guys in the next episode. Take care. Bye-bye.